As the year comes to a close, a Fans Notes commentator Victor Wishna looks back on the year that was in the world of Kansas City sports with a glimmer of hope at what could be.
2012 will likely go down as a lost year for KC sports fans. That's true for any year that begins with hope, as any sports fan's year does, and ends in such disappointment. Sure, there were uplifting stories, the Olympics were a nice break, and it was an all-star summer for Kansas City, but not so much the Royals, who again lost many more games than they won. Sporting KC was once more the best team in its league until the playoffs, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, this is probably the worst season in team history for what has transpired on the field and, tragically, off it. Especially now, sports is providing little relief from the predicaments of the everyday. Rather than distract from violent headlines, they've added to them. This Sunday at Arrowhead, the season is not technically over yet. There'll be one last diversion. And fittingly, it will be a glimpse of what might have been and what possibly could be. The Colts are in town with overall number one draft pick Andrew Luck, heralded as the most complete quarterback prospect since the legend he's now replaced in Indianapolis, Peyton Manning. When the Chiefs threatened to bottom out last season, many of us dreamed of seeing Luck play at Arrowhead, and now it will finally happen, though he won't be wearing a Chiefs uniform. Barring the unthinkable, that is, that the world ends today, or the Chiefs win another game, they're on track to claim the worst record in the NFL and the first pick in next year's draft. Surprisingly, it's the first time they'll have that honor since 1963, the team's first year in Kansas City. This is not the way the front office planned to cap off the 50th anniversary celebration. Setting aside the injustice of it all, I mean, the Colts had their first losing season in 10 years and parlayed it into the best rookie quarterback in a generation, there is still actually inspiration to be drawn. Just a year after winning only two games, Indianapolis is headed back to the playoffs, the most electrifying team in the league. Besides Luck, the Colts also have a first-year coach, an entirely new coaching staff, and a new GM. Next year, the Chiefs might have all of that, too. There's no savior waiting in the wings. That is, it's not a good year for college quarterbacks. But who knows? If not yet hope, at least some change. So call it a defense mechanism, but I'll choose to find encouragement. The great thing about being a sports fan is that, well, except for the statistics, record books, and all the shrines dedicated to past glories, it's not about looking back. And it's not about an escape from the problems of the real world, but a way to recharge for those challenges, the hills, valleys, and cliffs that really matter. Sports is a place where it's still okay to hope for the best. Yes, combined, Kansas City's Royals and Chiefs have now gone 46 seasons without a playoff win. That's more than twice as many as any other city with both an NFL and Major League franchise. That stat is as disheartening as it is gratuitous. But the response is, of course, there's always next year. It starts in 11 days. Sports fans here, as everywhere, will look forward to 2013, as always, with hope for better times, new reasons to cheer, and maybe a little bit of luck.
The warmth of your love's like the warmth from the sun, and this will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand.
Victor Wishna is a writer, editor, author, and sports fan. He lives in Leawood. You can hear A Fan's Notes monthly on Up to Date. Monday on the program, wine expert Doug Frost returns with a look at some great holiday wines made here in our neck of the woods. Up to Date's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman and Danny Alexander. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.